Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump in a social media post says he had a, quote, very productive phone call with China's President Xi today. No details released, though, about the tentative TikTok deal to keep the Chinese-owned company running in the U.S. Both leaders expected to meet next month at the APEC summit. Stocks this hour are trading up. This is ABC News. Ticketmaster coming under fire again for ticket purchasing tactics that have been the source of the frustration for music fans for years.
The Federal Trade Commission and seven states allege Ticketmaster and its parent company Live Nation knowingly allow and in fact even encourage brokers to use multiple Ticketmaster accounts to circumvent the system, meaning scalpers can buy more tickets than posted limits allow and resell them at a markup. And Ticketmaster can allegedly take an extra cut of the fees consumers pay on the resale market.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. In 2024, Ticketmaster was sued for operating as a monopoly. The bells are ringing again at Notre Dame in Paris. The north and south towers of the cathedral opening officially more than 6 years after the fire. French President Emmanuel Macron today on hand for the unveiling tomorrow. The towers open for public tours. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
At Care and Rehab Basketball, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Basketball, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 74 degrees at 12:04. Mostly cloudy to some sun breaks today, mild and muggy with spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, high 76. Occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm early tonight, low 60. Mostly cloudy and humid tomorrow with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high 74. Currently in Richland Center, once again, it's cloudy outside. The winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour and our current temperature is 74 degrees.
Muscany Mini Mart and Hunt Brothers Pizza provide a full day of delicious options. Early risers can indulge in a cheesy breakfast pizza. Lunchgoers can satisfy cravings with a popular hunk of pizza. And dinner is made easy with a 12-inch pizza and wings to take home. Customers receive warm hometown hospitality that makes everyone feel part of the family. Along with great food, the Mini Mart offers top quality fuel to keep drivers going. For convenience, orders can be placed by phone at 739-3733. Muscany Mini Mart is the go-to local spot for tasty meals and friendly service.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Today is Friday, September 19th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The Grant County Sheriff's Office reports that yesterday evening at approximately 8:15, the Grant County Communications Center was notified of a one-vehicle rollover accident with injuries near Weinbrenner Road in Fenimore Township. Upon arrival, deputies learned the driver, Elizabeth Stewart, 16, of Fenimore, was westbound on Weinbrenner Road. Stewart informed deputies that she and her three passengers were traveling westbound. Stewart advised she was driving too fast on the loose gravel of the newly chip-sealed roadway when she came over a hill and lost control of her vehicle. The vehicle went off the left side of the roadway, struck an embankment, and overturned, striking a power pole before coming to rest on its roof. All three occupants received injuries and were transported by EMS to Grant County Regional Health Care, or Health Center in Lancaster, for treatment of their injuries. As a result of the crash, Stewart was issued a citation for failure to maintain control, and one passenger was cited for not wearing a seatbelt. The Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Fenimore Fire Department, Fenimore EMS, Lancaster EMS, and Montford EMS. The vehicle received disabling damage and had to be towed from the scene. Yesterday morning at approximately 8:53, Iowa County deputies made contact with a subject on West Moscow Road in the Moscow Township regarding a property damage complaint. As a result, Emily R. Docknell, 22, of Blanchardville, was arrested for misdemeanor criminal damage to property, domestic disorderly conduct, resisting or obstructing an officer, and felony threats to injure or accuse of crime. She was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was booked and remains. City Utilities of Richland Center's Water Department will be doing 2025 water main flushing Monday through Friday, the weeks of September 22nd through 26th and September 29th through October 3rd. Flushing this year will not take place during overnight hours and will start at 7:30 in the morning each day and run through mid to late afternoon to accomplish each day's areas of coverage. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone the flushing times or days. On Monday, flushing will be done in North Industrial Park, back to town, along County AA to the City Cemetery garage at 10th Street, 11th, and 12th Street areas. On Tuesday, Allison Park area, North Park to the north end of the city on Allison Park Drive, Collins Drive, Rainbow Drive, and back to the campus land will be flushed. On Wednesday, 4th to 9th Streets, Congress to Cedar Streets, and East End. On Thursday, flushing will take place on Court to 3rd Streets, Congress to Cedar Streets, and Schmidt Streets on the East End. And on Friday, it'll be Seminary to Kinder Streets, east of the Pine River, Congress to Hazeltine Court area on the East and East End, including Ithaca Road. Welsh's Ace Hardware Muscadet is proud to announce that this year's annual Children's Miracle Network bucket sales was a success. With your help, Welsh's Ace was able to raise a total of $26,769 for the Children's Miracle Network. The achieved total is second best in the country. CMN is a nonprofit organization that raises funds for children's hospitals across the U.S. and Canada. It aims to ensure that every child receives the best possible care, providing support for critical treatments, healthcare services, and medical equipment. Welsh's Ace Hardware would like to thank everyone who took part in the bucket sale to help support CMN. Yesterday, the Ithaca School District hosted its first Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry. The Ithaca District would like to thank all the students, parents, teachers, and community members who donated their time to serve the Richland County community. Ithaca coordinator Tina Ramston said that this wouldn't be possible without our community. Thanks to everyone for a successful event, and we look forward to many more. If you are interested in volunteering the third Thursday of each month from 2:45 to 4:45, please contact Tina Ramston at Ithaca School. Her email address is tina.ramston@ithaca.k12.wi.us, or you can call 608-585-2512 for more information. Ithaca Health Education students recently learned about the decide process in class. This process requires students to think about different options to certain problems. From those options, students then think of pros and cons of that option. Next, based on the pros and cons, students decide which option is the best. Finally, students decide on which option they would do. At times, the best option isn't the one that the students choose. All of the scenarios were things that could possibly encounter while in high school, such as relationship problems, cheating on tests and assignments, using drugs and alcohol, and so on. Mrs. Jenica Stellner is the health education instructor at Ithaca. The Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is taking on an additional role. Randy Romanski has been named president of the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Romanski says he looks forward to representing Wisconsin in important policy discussions and collaborating with colleagues across the Midwest. MSDA member meet through the year to discuss agricultural policy impacting the region. Romanski will host an MASDA regional meeting in Wisconsin in June of next year, which includes panel discussions and industry tours. Wisconsinites impacted by severe storms, damaging winds, and flooding, help is available with deadlines pushed back from the IRS. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, announced that tax relief for people and businesses in areas of the state affected by storms now have until February 2nd to file federal, individual, and business tax returns
The benefit for taxpayers is it lets them focus on recovering from the emergency and not worrying about filing their taxes by the deadline of October 15th or making their payroll tax deposit.
That's Stacey Engel from the Internal Revenue Service. Following the disaster declaration issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, homes or businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties qualify for this relief.
Call the 866-562-5227 and request the tax relief. Otherwise, our system is automatically updated with anybody that falls into those three counties.
All relief workers affiliated with a recognized government or philanthropic organization assisting in the relief efforts in the covered disaster area qualify. Also, anyone that visited the disaster area and was injured as a result can also get relief.
An extension of time to file generally is not an extension of time to pay. So even though they're extending this, if they had a balance due April 15th, penalties and interest still may accrue. However, they do have the right to request those to be removed.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRCL News Time is 12:15. There are plenty of activities going on in the area, including the Biola Horse and Colt Show this weekend. We'll talk more about that when WRCL News returns.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Currently, it's mostly cloudy and 75 degrees at 12:18. The Biola Horse and Colt Show will be held tonight and tomorrow in Biola. The event has a long history. Jory Campbell is the president of the Biola Horse and Colt Show Committee.
This year marks the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show. The name comes from the start of the show beginning in 1931 when two local gentlemen that wanted to promote horse breeding and agriculture in the community. Since the beginning, the show has been a local attraction for horse enthusiasts as well as incorporating exhibits, food, parade, music, and a truck and tractor pull.
There will be many events at this year's Horse and Colt Show, including some that are new. Ashley Baker is vice president of the Horse and Colt Show Committee.
This year for our horse and colt show that's going to be at the Bud Wheeler Memorial Arena, we're very thrilled to announce that the Circle V Riding Club is going to be hosting that show, and that will start at 10 a.m. on the 20th, which is Saturday. There's also a horse pulling contest on Saturday the 20th at 9 a.m., and that will be at the Viola American Legion building. And also the Viola American Legion will also be serving charcoal chicken and hot dogs starting at 10 a.m., and they'll have refreshments in the morning also. Mr. Ed's Midway Carnival Rides, so they are back again, and they've been with us for many years. We also have our annual parade at 1 o'clock on the 20th, which is Saturday.
Starting Friday night, the truck and tractor pull event begins. Keith Durst is a member of the Horse and Colt Show Committee and the organizer of the truck and tractor pull event.
They start Friday night at 6 and Saturday morning. Then we follow up with antiques and some open style tractors at 10 o'clock. And then our big show is Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Saturday from 8 until 5, there will be an arts and crafts show. Also on Saturday night, there will be the annual country music dance featuring Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band and at the Viola Community Building from 6 until 10. There will also be a ranch rodeo, horse pull, exhibits, kids' pedal tractor pull, and the annual raffle drawing. Food and drinks will be available on the grounds. No carry-ins are allowed at the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show tonight and tomorrow in Viola. Sauk County will hold a hazardous waste clean sweep event tomorrow from 8 to noon, or on September 27th, I should say, from 8 until noon at the former Sauk County landfill in Baraboo. Clean sweep is an opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose an environmental risk, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. Hazardous waste will be collected at no charge. However, there are fees for tires, some electronic items, and appliances. Please remove all batteries from electronics prior to the event. That is the Sauk County Hazardous Waste Clean Sweep, which will be held Saturday, September 27th, from 8 until noon. The 9th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, will be held this weekend and next. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. Dorothy Harms is a co-organizer of the event.
Hill and valleys, you know, that's kind of what it's all about here in the Driftless region, and just getting out and exploring all of that. I think Mother Nature is starting to cooperate with us. We're getting a few pops of fall colors, and so I think it'll be a wonderful time to be out driving around and visiting the businesses that are beyond the tour this year.
The tour is held over 2 weekends, this and next, with various participants and various hours.
We've got 4 days, so, you know, Saturday, Sunday, this coming weekend, the following weekend, Saturday, Sunday. So whether you decide, oh, you know, maybe we'll do Saturday, we'll do one group, and Saturday and Sunday the next, or, you know, one weekend we'll take a day, and then the second weekend. There's 21 venues. I kind of dare say you'd be a challenge to do them all in one day.
The tour, which is free of charge, will take you to local food and art producers, provide a glimpse at the changing face of rural America, and find hidden gems. You are also encouraged to bring a cooler and hold all of your fresh farm purchases, and be sure to dress for the weather. The tour will happen rain or shine. Lisa Butnow, also a co-organizer of the event, says to visit the various sites and enter a giveaway.
Each venue that you go to, they'll have a punch station set up and you'll get a punch. And if you go to 10, you get 10 entries to get a gift certificate drawing that we do. Or if you go to 1, you get 1 entry. So take the challenge, see as many as you want, or just pick out your favorites, whatever suits you. It's just a wonderful time of year to be out and about checking out these direct sales businesses.
The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is tomorrow and Sunday, and next Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4 all days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. St. Mary's Parish in Richland Center will hold its fall festival tomorrow. The event includes a car show from 3 to 7, mass at 4, live music from the Jammers from 5 to 8, tuition door prize drawing at 7, and festival drawings begin at 8. There will also be children's games, a beanbag tournament, euchre tournament, silent auction, raffle, and bake sale, as well as Father Coon's pulled pork, Knights of Columbus food stand, and beverages. The annual Muscadet Chamber of Commerce fall opener will be held tomorrow at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Those who attend have different chances to receive various items. Scott Oshner is the member of the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce.
There's raffles, there's a silent auction, there's a live auction at the end where there's going to be a lot of really cool prizes. There's just a massive variety of different gifts, from spa packages to outdoor furniture, different giveaways and things from different companies locally. There's going to be a lot of different stuff.
There will also be other activities at the event to enjoy.
When you're there, along with all the different prizes you can win, the things you can bid on, everything else, there's a dinner, there's going to be ribs and fish, there's a bar that's there, a cash bar that you can go to, so there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. Doors open at 5 o'clock, the dinner's at, I think, 6:30, 6:45, and then there's things happening the entire time. So once we get into the dinner, that's when they start announcing prizes and things like that, and then eventually get into that live auction. And that's always a fun one, because there's trips and spa packages, and I think a couple years ago, there's a trip that somebody could have took to Africa for hunting. I've actually got a couple of tickets to go to Badger hockey games a couple times. So there's a lot of different stuff to bid on.
Proceeds from the event will be used towards various projects the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce does throughout the community. Tickets are $50 each, or $2 for $90 in advance, and $55 or $2 for $90 at the door. Advanced tickets are available at Community First Bank in Muscadet, Walsh's Ace Hardware in Muscadet and Richland Center, and various Muscadet businesses. You can also purchase tickets from Steve Schneider by calling 608-604-9080. Doors will open at 5 for the annual Muscadet Chamber of Commerce fall opener tomorrow at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Environmental educator Colleen Robinson will host Sensing Forest Within Us, a walk of reconnection, on Sunday from 2 to 5 at Cross Currents. Colleen Robinson is an environmental educator and a lifelong student of this living earth. During the pandemic, she earned her Mindful Outdoor Guide certification, discovering the missing piece in her environmental education and communications career. In her work, she helps others reawaken and nurture their inherent connection to natural context by sharing simple daily practices. She describes herself as a scientist who also supports tapping into others' ways of knowing. That is less about mastery and more about giving yourself the time and space to listen, experience, and remember how much your body already knows about trees, water, other critters, and rocks. Colleen's walk of reconnection at Cross Currents will take place in a woodlot that has never been clear-cut and is home to oaks over 300 years old, and the red-headed woodpecker, a species of the special concern in Wisconsin, due to its declining population. Enjoy a guided walk in the woods designed to help you release stress, connect with nature, and refocus yourself. Participants will walk about 1 mile on uneven logging roads and forested paths and over gentle slopes. For the safety of your dogs and other animals on the farm and other guests, please leave your dogs at home. If you require a service dog, contact Cross Currents to discuss what accommodations must be made. Sensing Forest Within Us, a walk of reconnection with Colleen Robinson, will be held Sunday from 2 to 5 at Cross Currents. Admission is by donation and is limited to pre-registration required. Pre-registration is required. To pre-register, go online to crosscurrentsheritage.org. The program is recommended for ages 12 and up. State Republicans have resurrected a proposed bill that failed to pass over 3 years ago, aimed at increasing the criminal penalties for individuals convicted of vandalizing historic plaques and statues. The historic property bill was discussed in a state Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, with Republican lawmakers calling for that type of vandalism to be upgraded to a felony. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed the previous legislation in 2022, saying current law already ensures that individuals who engage in vandalism are held accountable. The Wisconsin School Bus Association and State Patrol are teaming up for Operation Safe Stop Week to promote school bus safety. From Monday to Friday, the agencies will be promoting bus safety education and increasing enforcement on drivers illegally passing school buses, picking up or dropping off kids. School Bus Association officials say they've been working to identify bus stops across the state that most frequently see illegal passing for the increased enforcement. More information on school bus safety is available on the DOT's website. Health officials are advising residents to keep an eye out for animals like bats searching for new homes as temperatures begin to drop. As the cold weather sets in and animals like bats search for more protection, their risk of making accidental contact with humans and their pets increases. With an increase in accidental contact, the risk of people and pets contracting rabies from one of those animals also increases. If you do come in contact with a bat, you should try to capture it and submit it to your local health department to test for rabies. With hunting season opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to properly identify their target before shooting. According to a press release, elk are in their breeding season and are more likely to venture beyond the boundaries of the state's two elk ranges during this time of year. Hunters should remember that adult elk are about a foot and a half larger than deer and have large, sweeping antlers. Hunters can also report elk sightings outside their management zones on the DNR's website. And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents to keep an eye on their season tickets for the Packers, Brewers, Bucks, and Badgers. Agency officials say a number of sports fans in the state have recently reported that their season tickets were stolen by scammers who accessed their accounts and transferred the tickets to another account. The DATCAP is reminding residents never to share their passwords, not to click suspicious emails or text links, and to use multi-factor authentication for additional security. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Sandy Mitchell on ticket number 575 and Renee Corcoran on ticket number 346. WRCO News Time is 12:31. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention Richland County and surrounding residents, if your well is giving you trouble or your pump needs a pump up, don't be a drip. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488. They're the best in the biz and will have you flowing in no time. With a name like Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, you know they're not just a one pump chump. So call them today at 608-649-4488 and get your water woes washed away. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they'll leave you well pleased.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua, died September 11th at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from now until 2. Burial will be held at the Mill Creek Cemetery at a later date. Richard Ewing is survived by his wife, Val, daughter, Stephanie and Steve Waite of Johnson Creek, two stepchildren, Edward and Megan Matheen of Kenosha and Jeremy Matheen of Wausau, many grandchildren, sister, Mary Ann and Mark Klein of Lehi, Utah, an aunt, and many other relatives and friends. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua. Eric Cole, 80, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Graveside services will be held Friday, September 26, at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Eric Cole is survived by his daughter, Rachel Cole, a granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Alan and Barbara Cole, a sister, Janelle Cole and Roger Swigum, special friends, Pam and Walt, nieces, nephews, and many friends. Eric Cole, 80, of Richland Center.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair at Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArnesonRepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Ron and Kim Steiner, Bill and Carol Bartlett, Chris and Haley Hinkle, and Jordan and Patty Andrada. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going on this Friday? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, most of the shower activity as of midday was located from the Dakotas over through Minnesota into west central and northern Wisconsin, but more will be developing across our area as the day goes on and into tonight. In fact, tonight there could be some steadier showers, giving us a quarter to a half inch or so. Additional showers will swirl across the Badger State this weekend as this low-pressure system slowly wobbles across the region. Temperatures will be a bit cooler than they have been over the past 4 or 5 days, but still somewhat above normal. It will be a touch muggy as well. Now, we do expect this whole weather system to slowly move off to the east of our region by the early to mid portion of next week, so the showers should gradually be on the downswing. For the rest of today, mostly cloudy with some sun breaks, spotty shower, thunderstorm possible, high temperature near 76 with an east-southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm early with a low near 60 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and still humid, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high about 74, southeast to south wind at 5 to 10. Rain likely Saturday night, low 57. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a few showers or thunderstorms possible, high temperature in the mid-70s, and not too much wind either. As we head into Monday, mostly cloudy, still fairly warm, with a 50% chance of scattered showers at times, maybe a thunderstorm. Low temperature right around 57 with a high of 78. Tuesday clouds linger with some passing light showers. Low 57, high 74. Wednesday and Thursday looking partly sunny and comfortable. Highs in the low 70s. Overnight temperatures in the 50s on Wednesday. Upper 40s by Thursday morning. You have yourself a good afternoon. Again, expect some variably cloudy skies with a small chance of showers. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 74 degrees after a morning low of 61. Yesterday's high was 87, and we received a trace of rain. Record high set back in 1955 is 94 degrees, with a record low of 29 degrees that was set back in 1959. Last year's high was 84, with a low of 52. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:05. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:46. Winds are out of the west at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.97, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson. is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Turning a greenhouse gas into electricity today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Marilyn Hershey and her husband operate a 900-cow dairy near Cochranville, Pennsylvania. Hershey is the board chair for Dairy Management Incorporated, which manages the National Dairy Checkoff Program. Hershey says they added a methane digester to their farm in 2017.
It converts the manure from the cows into electricity. And when we first started looking into this, biofuel was very new, would have cost us a lot of money to get that compressed natural gas to the pipeline. And so we ended up going towards the electricity route.
Hershey says the farm also turns food and beverage waste into fuel for the digester or a feed supplement for the cows. She says a veterinary expert told her it was a great way to curb greenhouse gases.
He didn't have an exact figure, but he said it could be up to 10 times less emissions going into the air by running it through the cow as opposed to letting it stew in the landfill. So I feel like that's also a way that we're able to recycle and incorporate some environmental practices on the farm.
Hershey says these practices help the farm be more economically sustainable as well. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The one that started it all, the one that still turns heads, the one to count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. The ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee tells Brownfield progress is being made on the farm bill. Minnesota Democrat Angie Craig says leaders are working through the remaining titles.
We are sitting down at the table, working with majority to share the Democratic priorities for what some are calling the skinny farm bill, and majority are doing the same.
With several freshman lawmakers new to the Ag Committee, she says they're taking time to consider additional input.
At the end of the day, we'll see once we get real text back from the majority whether this is going to be a bipartisan process that takes our priorities into account as well. Then, of course, the hard part, you've got to figure out how to pay for it.
Craig says one potential sticking point is if the majority seeks additional cuts to the nutrition program, which would make negotiations very tough. A U.S. congressman says a scaled-back version of the farm bill faces an uphill battle in Washington. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has the story.
Mike Flood, a Republican from Nebraska, says reaching an agreement on government funding is the main priority for lawmakers.
If we end up in a protracted, long government funding fight, I'm not very hopeful for the future of a farm bill.
He tells Brownfield it could be December before the legislation gets finalized.
I think that's the best-case scenario.
Flood says the farm bill could be a vehicle to deliver some form of financial assistance.
This will be after our harvest, and we're going to know where the price of corn and soybeans are. I also think that's a good time to have the discussion. If we need to put economic aid in there to help save the family farms, the ranches, the folks that work in agriculture.
He says a skinny farm bill should continue to strengthen crop insurance programs, Title I programs, and boost funding for ag research. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
The senior science fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions says it's looking like another year with La Nina conditions in the Pacific. Eric Snodgrass tells Brownfield.
This will be our fourth in 5 years. I'm watching it, but I'm more interested in how warm the North Pacific is.
Snodgrass says if temperatures in the North Pacific stay elevated through December,
we tend to have pretty cold and active winters in the Ohio River Valley because the jet runs over that heat in the North Pacific and dives into the Midwest.
He says it would be an unusual setup.
So if you have a warm North Pacific and a cold equatorial Pacific, that is a bit more rare historically. And that's why we're all sitting here going, what's winter going to be like? We're like, I don't know. We got to see how it all plays out. Who's dominant?
Snodgrass says La Nina typically brings colder and snowier winter conditions, especially in the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region, which could help alleviate ongoing drought issues in parts of the Eastern Corn Belt. And the USDA says unknown destinations bought more than 200,000 tons of U.S. corn. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Direct Cash Cattle Trade has more bids Friday, and cash hogs are steady to lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash Cattle Country has some bids on the table in all three major feeding areas, but so far they've been passed. Asking prices are around $2.42-plus in the south and $3.72-plus in the north. There was a light trade that took place in the north on Thursday, with most deals marked at $3.70, $6 lower from the previous week. There were some light scattered deals in the south yesterday at $2.40, steady on the week. Boxed beef was lower at midday, with choice down 280 at 383.01, and select down 222 at 359.09. At the Denison Livestock Feeder Cattle Auction in Iowa on Thursday, there were loads of yearling steers and heifers, along with many smaller strings in the offering. USDA says a trend couldn't be established due to the last reported sale taking place 3 weeks ago. Demand was good at the sale, especially on load lots. Total receipts were fractionally higher from the most recent sale, but down slightly year over year. Medium and large one feeder steers 800 to 838 pounds brought 348 to 346. Feeder heifers 700 to 731 pounds sold for 345 to 372.50. Cash hogs were steady to lower at midday. The market continues to be focused on global and domestic demand. Domestically, demand remains strong and the protein is competitively priced compared to other offerings. Globally, there's some uncertainty, especially with China. The country has purchased U.S. pork in back-to-back weeks, but their interest continues to be sporadic. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 163 at midday with a base range of 96 to 108. The Iowa Minnesota was down 159 at 105.29. The Western Corn Belt was down 139 at 105.49. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets. Barrels and gilts were priced at 75. Sows ranged from 69 to 75. Boars were marked at $25. At the Illinois market, barrels and gilts were steady at 63 to 73. Sows were down a dollar at 68 to 80. Boars were priced at 18 to 35. Pork values were higher at midday, up 187 at 113.82. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Are you thinking about a kitchen remodel? Start with Harkey Lumber, where expert staff can help you design your new layout and offer trusted cabinet lines like Craftmate and Miralac Classic. And cabinets aren't just for kitchens. They add stylish storage to your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even create a custom entertainment center. To top it off, a countertop that fits your space and your style. For all your cabinet needs, call 985-7207 or stop at Harkey Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits. With MX Series corn by Stein, Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today, watching the U.S. harvest and planting weather in South America. Really, the big bearish factor continues to be the lack of new crop demand from China. A call between President Trump and President Xi earlier today was centered on TikTok, not ag trade, from every report. November beans are down 12 at 1025.5. January's 11.5, lower at 1045. October meals steady at 283. October bean oil's down 53 at 50.04. Corn's lower, monitoring the U.S. harvest and the planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Unknown destinations did buy more than 205,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. December's down one at 422.75. March is 1.5 lower at 440. And wheat's down. Chicago and Kansas City continue to watch U.S. winter wheat planting with rain in the forecast for most of the hard and softer to winter growing areas. Globally, wheat's monitoring development weather in Argentina and Australia. December Chicago's 3.75 lower at 520.5. December Kansas City's down 5.5 at 504.5. December Minneapolis wheat's 2.25 lower at 569.5. Live and feeder cattle are up, expecting a bullish cattle on feed report from the USDA today at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. That's helping to shrug off the bearish cash and wholesale fundamentals. October live's up 87 at 233.25, and December's 120 higher at 235.35. October feeders are up $1.77 at 353.50. And hogs are supported by their discount to cash and the higher midday move in pork, but cash business is steady to lower. October is up 67 at 98.15, and December's a dime higher at 87.80. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
What's driving food price inflation? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Food price inflation has been on the rise. David Ortega, a food economist with Michigan State University, says groceries, also known as food at home, are expected to increase about 3% year over year. He tells Brownfield there are a couple of areas that are specifically driving that increase in the cost of groceries.
Beef prices are at record highs, and they've been increasing for a number of months now. Just over the past month, the price of steaks went up 4%, and that's just from July to August of this year. the price of coffee, coffee prices have also gone up, you know, about 4 to 5% just in the past month. And coffee prices today are more than 20% higher than they were this same time last year. And you know, also the price of tomatoes went up 4.5% just over the past month.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
Hi, I'm Leland Melvin, and I travel to space twice as a NASA astronaut. Space technologies help protect our precious Earth. Space helps us monitor changes in carbon emissions, track the pace of climate change. It even helps us fight natural disasters. Make sure that you get out to your local science museum or go to spaceforall.us to explore and learn about space and science. Space is for all.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The 1 o'clock news break is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has tossed out a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times brought by Donald Trump.
Just 3 days after President Trump filed his lawsuit, a federal judge tossed out the case on Friday in a blistering ruling that called the lawsuit, quote, decidedly improper and impermissible. Judge Stephen Merriday said Trump's lawsuit spent too much time praising the president and not enough time justifying why Trump believes he was defamed by the New York Times and Penguin Random House. The judge gave Trump's lawyers 4 weeks to refile the lawsuit in, quote, a professional and dignified manner. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
The CDC vaccine advisory panel.